I speak a lot of stuff at being a patriot for this country, being a relatively, I'm pretty conservative guy, pro 2A, First Amendment guy. People don't like that, and that's okay. And you just have to remain true to yourself. And so I have been called everything under the sun. If it wasn't on the show or post show from castmates, it happens every day. So it's nothing surprising.
Hey, what's up? It's Parker with Upbeat. Thanks so much for being back listening in today. This week, we are going to be jumping into some lessons we can learn from Jake Kokolis. You know, he was on a TV show called The Trust on Netflix, and a few weeks back now, he was here on Upbeat. We got to hear his story. It was awesome. Definitely, we'll be linking to that episode, so make sure you go listen to the whole episode with Jake Kokolis. But during, you know, interviews like that, I always think it's fascinating that, you know, a conversation kind of goes where it needs to go and you dissect lessons along the way. But then for me as the host of Upbeat, I think it's really fun to go back and kind of relook at the story in hindsight and share lessons later in a second episode like this. And with Jake Kokolis' story, you know, after looking back at that, there were six things that really stood out that I wanted to share here in another episode that I think all of us can learn from. It's cool, you know, to look back at it like that. Like, we don't pick our trials, we don't pick our challenges, our adversities, but they happen to all of us, right? And so I really have a lot of respect for Jake Kokolis because he's experienced a lot of really unique challenges, you know, being on a TV show on Netflix and all the different things that come from that. We'll get into it here in a little bit, but he's experienced these unique challenges, but he's persevering, he's pushing through them, and then he's sharing his lessons learned with all of us so we can, you know, apply that in our lives and improve from that as well. So I have a lot of respect for Jake. And that was one of the funnest episodes I've had here on Upbeat. And that is saying a lot because we're like pushing 250 episodes here soon. And in that is well over 200 interviews. And Jake definitely stood out as one of my favorite ones. So I wanted to make sure to take some time here to share these lessons. You know, after looking back at the episode, there were six in particular that stood out. So let's jump into it. Number one, you know, in Jake sharing his story, something notable is that he was already grinding, you know, before there was any big opportunity, before there was any massive success, he was already grinding. He was already consistently showing up on social media. He was posting every day. And so before Netflix picked him up for the TV show, and technically how Netflix was even able to find him for their TV show was by seeing that he was consistent on social media already before then. He was also actively, this is number two, he was actively pursuing something that he was passionate about. You know, he had his normal jobs. He had, you know, he's a former military guy as well. And he was full-time all kinds of other things, you know, but he still was making time to pursue the things that he was passionate about. So that's number two. Number three, he was adaptable. He was willing to make changes and he saw when changes needed to be made and he made those pivots, you know. Something in particular that really hit me listening to that episode, because I resonate with this and I imagine a lot of you will resonate with this as well, is he wanted to have more impact. He wanted to have a massive positive impact on other people. And with what he was doing with his fitness, social media and stuff was kind of doing that, but he wanted it to be even more. And so he made pivots and he created Man Up Daily, which you can follow any of those accounts, you know, Man Up Daily or Jake Kokolis. He mentions you can find it either way, but these first three lessons, I'm going to roll the clip real quick just so you can hear it from what he was sharing in his story a couple weeks ago on Upbeat.
So, I mean, I was doing social media before, which was kind of how Netflix picked me up. So I actually had more of like a fitness TikTok at the time. And that was more in 2022 because I owned a couple fitness businesses that I was doing virtually, training a bunch of clients, been in the fitness space for like 15 plus years. you know, ex-military guy. So I did a lot of that, promoted my page, had maybe 50 some thousand followers. That's how Netflix initially reached out to me. They're like, hey, we love that you're military, you're ex-military, you're like in the shape and, you know, all this stuff. And I was like, yeah, cool. And as time went on into the next year, I slowly got rid of that page because I just didn't feel like I was having impact. Like I'm really big on developing relationships, having impact on people. And so to be honest, a few weeks before the show actually started filming in March of 2023, I started my now current page on Instagram and TikTok, which is Man Up Daily or Jake Kokolis, under what you can find it under either one.
It's freaking awesome. I love hearing from Jake about his story. But moving on here into the next tip, that is to be true and to stay true to yourself and to what you believe in and to what you stand for. You know, Jake faced a lot of really unique challenges on and off the show, as he mentions, pretty much stemming from people discriminating against him for being a Christian, conservative, patriotic man, you know, and it's better to hear this from Jake. So I'm going to roll this next clip. How did he navigate these challenges?
So it was like walking around eggshells all the time, specifically a handful of the women. And I kind of knew that was going to be the case the entire time. But if I remained true to myself, true to the people I could trust, keep speaking truth, like it's going to weed them out. And eventually it did. The girls just end up destroying each other, which if you haven't seen the show, spoiler alert, but it's been out for a month, so you need to go see it. But you know, like it's funny because you just kind of let them do their thing. And then post show, I mean, I got a lot of hate, man. A lot of things happen, especially, you know, you see the real colors of people's personalities, specifically I.E. Tolu really came out swinging with the whole racist card. And it was really bizarre to me, man, given my history and what I've done, the people I've worked with and the country I've served. It's hard for me to kind of swallow that pill. And I ended up clapping back at her in a video because it came to the point where I was getting death threats from people because she went to like four or five prominent magazines and was saying a lot of untrue things about me. And I can take some of those body blows all day, but when it gets very personal and other people are being threatened, I was like, okay, I got to make a video to speak my truth because I had all the receipts from the show. Like I spoke on everything that no one was willing to talk. Even my castmates, they weren't going to say the things that I were going to say, and they still won't because they were, a lot of them were being blackmailed and stuff. And I was the only one speaking truth, being like, this is how it was. This is the things she was saying. And, you know, I mean, I've heard it all, man. I speak a lot of stuff at being a patriot for this country, being a relatively, I'm pretty conservative guy, pro 2A, First Amendment guy. People don't like that. And that's okay. And you just have to remain true to yourself. And so I've been called everything under the sun. If it wasn't on the show or post show from castmates, it happens every day. So it's nothing surprising. But when Tolu took it to a different level, I had to step up and to defend myself. And people don't understand, like, she didn't even have a platform. Like, I have 50 plus thousand. I almost have in aggregate 300,000 followers cross platform. So it's like, I've developed a platform that's designed to take down individuals that are doing what these individuals tried to do to me. So it's like to speak truth. You know what I mean? And so it kind of, the cards kind of fell that way, but I think I've handled the best way that I can. There are a lot of things happening with the cast members that it's unfortunate. I think a lot of them got opportunities that I didn't get because I was being cancel cultured from big platforms. A lot of my castmates were being told not to affiliate with me or work with me because of the things I speak on, and that's okay. And so it's gotten they kind of blackballed me in some areas, but I've also had great opportunities to be on like One America News, big podcast platforms still that want to hear my story because there's always two sides of a story. And surprisingly, unfortunately, some of the closer friends of mine from the show, I won't name them, but they were kind of blackmailed into not associating with me. And that kind of sucks because you got to see kind of their true colors too, which is unfortunate because if I would have been blackballed and put in the same position they were, I would have never given in. You know, I would have been like, no, man, I'm still going to speak what I believe is true, But when money's involved, man, money changes everything for people.
Deep and impactful stuff right there, y'all. Seriously. Lastly, just wanted to highlight something that Jake mentioned near the end of the episode. And that was what he said about his relationships and the people in his life who he really trusts and who he really values. I think that's important to point out because who you surround yourself with is critical. You know, it has an immediate and direct impact on you and on your attitude and even on your success. You know, you can't blame other people for your success, for lack of success, but who you're around plays a role in how motivated you are and all kinds of other things. That could be literally a whole entire other episode. But I think it's important to note that. And then also just in the conversation of comparing ourselves to others, right? Or caring what other people think about us. The average Joe who doesn't know anything about you, like you really shouldn't care at all what that person thinks about you. You shouldn't care at all. But with the people in your immediate circle, it's a little bit different in the sense that their opinions and their feedback for you might be a little bit more worth listening to and might be something that you would take more seriously, right? So these are people in your corner. These are people in your immediate circle. And I just think it's awesome what Jake Kokolas said here near the end of the podcast about his friends and family.
Influences. I mean, my parents, happily married after 40 years, are obviously one of the best examples I can have for maintaining a great relationship with family and people. Obviously my son is number one. And then I have a handful, you know, I've realized over my time, especially in the military, I have a very close group of friends, but literally friends that I could call and text right now while I'm on this podcast and they would message me back within minutes. And those are the kind of people I want in my back pocket, you know, two best friends growing up and maybe a handful of military guys that would literally kill for anyone so just to have my back. And I would say those people have been the biggest support, the like immediate frontline support. And, you know, that's pretty much it, man. Like, it would be pointless for me to name names because no one would know who they are. But all they know is like they fought in the dust and sand with me in Afghanistan, or they've been overseas and they've all served their country. And we love taking care of people. And those are the people that have kind of had my back, along with, honestly, from a very, aggregate perspective, like maybe the fan base has been awesome. The people like yourself or other individuals who are just like, man, like, thank you for like saying what you're saying or just being true to yourself. I mean, I'm very flawed. I mess up more than anyone else, but I will stick to the base foundational pillars that makes me. Whether that's being a protector, loyal, trustworthy, a communicator, and just really an empathetic towards people, I'll always be those things. But I'll always tell you the truth too, whether or not you want to hear it.
So there you have it. You know, six important lessons that we can learn from Jake Kokolas from Netflix's The Trust, and more importantly, Man Up Daily and the things that he is posting about on his social media. So make sure you follow him. That's Jake Kokolas and Man Up Daily. Again, just to recap the six lessons. One, he was showing up and being consistent even before big opportunities were there. Two, he was actively pursuing what he was passionate about, which was fitness and making a positive impact. Three, he was adaptable and made changes along the way to have more impact. Four, he does what he does to have a massive positive impact on other people. Basically meaning he's doing what he does to serve others and to show up as the best version of himself to best help other people. Five, he stayed true to himself and what he stands for, and he'll never shy away from that. And six, he keeps a tight circle of friends, family, and supporters, and he really values his relationships. So really inspiring lessons from Jake Kokolas. I hope y'all enjoyed that episode. If you haven't listened to it, this is definitely a really big spoiler episode, but maybe it would even help to listen to this one first and then go listen to his story in the other episode. Again, that episode is linked in the descriptions here, so make sure to go check it out. And I appreciate y'all listening. We'll see you again next week.